The Yankees trying to make it 7 in a row with a Tuesday visit to the Big A. Aaron Judge flexing his muscles during batting practice as always. It would be a scoreless game until the bottom of the fourth. CJ Cron is a man on second and two outs as Cron comes through against CC Sabathia.
Cron breaks his bat, loops for the left, there's a base hit. Simmons going to be waved around, got a terrific jump from second. 1-0 Angels on the Cron single.
And this ball is hit well, and it is gone. Headley's fourth home run of the season.
Young hits one out toward right. This will chase Judge back. Racing back to the wall. Goal! Big fly for Eric Young Jr. We're tied at two. We'll come on to base Chris Carter with the bases loaded. He's skied on the infield. Infield fly rule. How about that? Popped up. Halos might get out of this with no damage. Unscathed. Bases loaded. One out. Keaton Middleton gets the job done. We head to the bottom of the 11th.
There's a hit. Wins it. An out. And we'll go to the 12th. Here's the next delivery. It's a shot that hits the pitcher. Ball ricochets over. And the Angels are going to win the ball game.
Late inning heroics from Eric Young Jr. gives the Angels a 3-2 win in 11 innings, snapping the Yankees' six-game winning streak. Yankee starter CC Sabathia left the game after four innings. He left the game with a strained left hamstring. The Angels come up with a 3-2 win over the Yankees in 11 innings on Tuesday. Here's Los Angeles manager Mike Socia.
Yeah, he pitched a great game. I think first inning, you know, we cracked the door open a little for them. Getting Castro to, you know, on that slider was huge with second and third. And he just kept going. I think he had all his pitches going. His velocity was good. Almost finished seven, which is good, and maintained his stuff through a high pitch count. So that was all positives for JC. But they want the ball. They want to come out there. And, you know, Keenan Middleton got in there and got two huge outs for us. And he's been pitching a lot and says, I'm good. Let's go. And that was, that was important tonight, and hopefully it's important growth in his future too. We talked about EY. He's a guy getting an opportunity, and he's making the most of it. He's had big hits, played great defense in center or left, wherever he's out there, and ran the bases well. And as we said, he fits right in with these guys, and he's playing baseball. And I can't say about how he's come up clutch this week.
Eric Young Jr. provided the late-inning heroics. Stepping in the bottom of the eighth inning, his solo shot tied up the game at two, and then he came up with the game-winning single in the bottom of the 11th. Here's Young Jr. and his great night.
What a night for you. Your first hit of the game is a tying home run, and then you come and hit your first walk-off hit with the Angels. How did you do it tonight?
You know, persistence. First two at-bats didn't go the way I wanted, but, you know, I had two more to go, and just wanted to stay consistent, stay within myself, and put the good wood on it.
With runners on first and third, what was your plan coming to the plate there?
You know, see the ball and hit it. I knew, he really wasn't worried about Penny over at first base, and wanted to try to get ahead of me and left one in there. And like I said, try not to do too much and hit it right back up at him.
The series wraps up on Wednesday with Matt Shoemaker throwing for the Angels against Michael Pineda of the Yankees.